Coming up on week four of the high school football season as we're grinding away to another Friday night, our locker room chats continue as we now talk to Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Getting a win last Friday night at Sabetha, 19-7, hard-fought, low-scoring Big 7 contest. Just how proud were you of your kids to grind away with that victory last week?
Yeah, it was a great game for both teams. I was definitely proud of it, of our team. We knew it was going to be a dogfight going in with Sabetha being well-coached as a team and how they always play hard. It was a great atmosphere with a bunch of people there and our kids locked in for four quarters.
Yeah, you guys were able to hold them off the scoreboard in the first half. 13-0 was the lead and just kind of had to hold off a second half surge by Sabetha. Did you see any kind of adjustments that they were able to make from that first half to second half that might have made it a little bit more difficult for you guys?
Yeah, it's just like you said, at halftime we talked about having a balanced offense that would keep the defense on the heels, and I think we had a great rush impact going into the game with 200 yards and which definitely opened the passing game for Zach and the offense line and the receivers.
Well, your team gets a very good matchup coming up this week. You get an undefeated ACCHS squad. We'll talk about that matchup coming up next. Locker room chats continue here on KMZA as we get you set for another Friday night of high school football. Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Glatzik is joining us for a couple more minutes. Coach, you get a Tigers team in ACCHS. They're off to a 3-0 starts, victories over Horton, Pleasant Ridge, and McLouth most recently. They've been able to put up a lot of points. Their defense has only given up 7 points in three games. Obviously, when you kind of watch this team on tape or scout them a little bit, what are the big strengths for ACCHS and the challenges that they could bring to you?
It's exactly what you said. I told the kids after the game, you know, a new season begins with district play and everyone is sitting at 0-0. I'm excited for our kids and the opportunity to face a great F&M team with Coach Thornbaugh. It's like you said, they're a very explosive team with a lot of weapons on the outside.
When you talk about keys to the game, I mean, what are going to be some of these keys? You know, what adjustments you might have to make compared from last week's game to this week's game? I mean, what are the keys that are going to get this win this week?
It's just like you said, my keys to winning the game is going to be very simple. It's going to be doing little things right. It's going to be limiting turnovers like against Sabetha, a great team like that. We had two turnovers that killed us, and, you know, and it made an impact in the game. And then it's getting off to a start fast, just like we did against Willow Valley in that second week.
Well, one of the more marquee games on the schedule, and as you mentioned, of course, district play really ramping up now, so obviously it's a different portion of the season, and these games mean a lot, you know, coming down the home stretch. But should be a lot of fun once again, ACCHS at Nemaha Central this Friday night. That's Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central head football coach. Our locker room chat is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations as well. Coach, as always, appreciate the time here today, and good luck on Friday.
I appreciate it, Brandon.